Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Brian Bradley as my special expert guest. Brian Bradley is the Vice President of Therapy Protocol at the world-renowned Egoscue Method, headquartered in San Diego, California. He is an athletic trainer, exercise physiologist, and has authored three best-selling DVDs on posture and pain, Pain-Free Workouts, Volume 1 and 2, and Posture Solutions. With over 18 years in the rehabilitation and fitness fields, Brian is recognized as an expert on posture, pain, and performance. He has been featured on NBC's Today Show, Good Morning Texas, and currently writes for Peak Running Performance, the Titleist Performance Institute, Max Out Golf, PTOnTheNet.com, and the American Fitness Professionals and Associates. Brian is a special consultant to thousands of rehabilitation, fitness, and strength conditioning professionals. He is certified by Egoscue as a posture alignment specialist and specializes in enhancing specific performance issues by focusing on the biomechanics and mentality the athlete takes to their sport. Brian is a presenter at numerous health and fitness industry annual conventions. Good morning, Brian, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, I know that all of our members and students would like to know more about you on a personal level. Perhaps you could give us some insight about your background and how you came to be working in this field.
Well, I went to school a long, long, long time ago, and I have my athletic training degree, exercise science, exercise physiology background. I ran into Pete Egoscue in 91. I ran into him, and I saw a man doing a specialized type of therapy, and I was working for a physical therapy company called HealthSouth at the time, and I was heading back to physical therapy school, and I saw a guy who could take somebody who had chronic pain, sit them down for 20 minutes, have a discussion with them, change their mindset as it related to their pain from I'm a victim to this is an opportunity, what's my body trying to tell me? And then all of a sudden the person got better from the exercises. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. This is very interesting. How does this work? And lo and behold, the Egoscue method, you know, 20 years later, here we are in multiple clinics around the world and all that stuff. If you want to know about me personally, I'm a table tennis ping pong player at a very high level. Used to race downhill mountain bikes. I wasn't real intelligent when I was doing that because trees don't move and rocks hurt when you land on them. But that's a learning opportunity also when you blow your knee out and have your ACL reconstructed two or three times. You start realizing how the same side hip and the opposite shoulder are directly related to something like this, and you can take that right into your therapy process. So it was a great opportunity.
Well, you're talking to someone that also loves ping pong. And by the way, I'm a ping pong champion at the Maui, one of the hotels I used to work at years ago. And so are you into the Swiss or the more Japanese method? How do you hold your racket?
I use the handshake method, you know, so it's the index finger straight across. And got real. In San Diego, we have a club that's probably the biggest in the country, 25 tables, 40-foot ceilings, best players in the country. The coach that we have there is Stellan Bengtsson. He won the world championships three times. He's from Sweden, won it at the age of 17 in Nagoya, Japan. So it's just, you know, when you get to that level, it's a whole different story.
That's amazing. What a great game, an amazing game to watch when people are at the highest level, you know, standing way back and smacking that thing. I mean, you can't even see the ball moving. That's fantastic.
Well, they went to a bigger ball. They use orange now, or they use bright white, but into a 40 millimeter just because of that. Television was not carrying it because you couldn't see the ball anymore. And it's so funny to see people's faces like, well, what do? You look like you're in shape. You do this. Why are you doing box training, plyometric, this? And I go, well, I play table tennis. And they're like, I'm sorry, what? All they're picturing is garage play, you know, but you're right. When you see them standing 15, 20 feet back and looping the ball back across the table, it's an interesting thing. It's a much different sport than what you would imagine.
And I'm sure at that level, there's a whole series of unique injuries to table tennis and ping pong. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I'm doing a DVD right now with Ellen that I'm going to be dropping into the ping pong world based on that, you know, with subacromial impingement and mid-thoracic symptoms, degenerative hip symptoms on their follow-through leg because they're always in flexion. you know, until they really learn this, you know, they have to keep their body as pliable as any other athlete in the world, or else they go, oh, I'm just playing ping pong, and then a week later they can't move their arm. It's almost as bad as what you're hearing about people buying the Wii in the United States. You know, we ought to put together an article called Wii-habilitation, because now you get these people who are 30, 40, 50, haven't moved in a long time. They buy the Wii and they start playing with their 6 or 7 year old, and they end up a month later with a frozen shoulder.
Exactly. Now, we came across the game in Arizona on our tour, and now I was introduced to the Rehab Wii. Apparently, they themselves are even come out with a program to help with the injuries caused by that. But that's amazing. There's so many injuries out there, so many people getting involved in activity and sport, and then not being able to maintain their love of their game and playing the sport. So, but before we get into maybe a few ideas and concepts relative to why that is and how to treat the pain. So Pete Egoscue, now what is his ethnic origin? And that word, I thought maybe it was contrived, but it's actually somebody's surname then.
Yeah, he's from Spain. The name is Basque. The name Egoscue, I think, had a Z in it when his grandparents or something came over to the U.S., and they changed it to Egoscue, you know, this spelling. And, you know, what I like about it is it's, when we first came out with the first book back in the late 80s, The Egoscue Method of Health Through Motion, the book sold, say, 250,000 copies. HarperCollins was like, okay, we're pretty much done with this. But that was, Pete will tell you, that's all about his ego. He wanted his name on the book, blah, blah, blah. This is my method. The next book came out, Pain Free. We understood marketing at that point. We understood branding and said, first of all, people can't pronounce Egoscue unless they hear it a couple times. I've heard of Egoscue, 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 you know, all these different things. And it's when you hear that it's some guy's last name and you meet him, you'll never forget it because it's that special of a moment. The guy really has a gift for what he does. It's interesting, you know, the name itself, we kept it as the brand for the method because it is a name that you just don't hear. But once you hear it, and then you hear it again, and then by the third time you're going, wait, I remember two other people told me about this. And I think that's why we're so successful, because A, we don't advertise. B, you know, of course, the service is good, but the name itself, once you hear it, it's something that doesn't go away. You may not remember it right away, but once you hear it again, you're going, okay, I heard that before. So it's something that people, I think, over a time frame, they just, it'll eventually make it a household word. It's just going to take some time.
Now, I loved how you brought the mind to the body and that connection, because, you know, integrative medicine is all about that. And sitting down and talking with somebody and, you know, turning them around inside so that their perception of what it is that they've got is different from maybe the conventional view. But, you know, in a nutshell, how does the treatment work? Like, for example, maybe you could tell us if somebody goes into a clinic or has an injury, what can they expect, and what is it all about?
Number one, they can expect to feel better when they leave. It's that simple. Our role in this company is nobody leaves without some kind of change happening, whether that's their balance saying, you know what, I don't feel like I want to stand on one leg all the time, my knee isn't hurting me anymore. Now, whether that knee pain stays away from that point on forever depends on the person. You know, they might go back the next day and say, my pain is now a 4 instead of an 8 like it was yesterday. And you have to make them understand and the intensity differences. The big thing is when they walk into a clinic, I look at posture. Posture is our number one thing. And I know a lot of people think that posture doesn't sell. It's not that big thing. It is the number one, in my opinion. If you think joint alignment, ankle, knee, hip, and shoulder, and then if you're looking at them from the sagittal view, the side view, if you're looking at ear, shoulder, hip, knee, and ankle, and you look at these people standing there, if you can get their joints in alignment, then in all honesty, the body's systems will start to work congruently just on your gait pattern. You know, like, for example, I have a lot of lectures that I do, and I bring up a person and say, well, why do you work out? And let's say she's a 25-year-old female, 30-year-old female, 40-year-old female after having a couple kids. Well, I work out because I want to be healthy. Well, when you really come down to it and I push it a little bit, the truth comes out. I work out because I want to look good and I want to stay in shape. That's really what it comes down to. And I know there's subcategories of being healthy and heart and all that kind of stuff. But number one is, how do I look in the mirror? So I get them to realize that, okay, if you're looking in the mirror for yourself, that's an internally driven stimulus. If you're looking in the mirror and thinking, I got to get in shape because of what other people think, you're actually working an unhealthy system at that point. You're working out to promote an unhealthy system, and you're not going to get the bang for your buck that you think you're going to get. And if you're not working correctly posturally, the hip and the knee are not congruent in their alignment, then we wonder why when we look in the mirror, hey, I've lost 30 pounds, but I lost it from underneath my chin, my breast size, and my triceps look better, but I haven't lost anything around my midsection and my thighs and hips. Why is that? And if all the books tell us we can't spot reduce, then why are you spot holding or spot gaining if the body is supposed to be pulling fat evenly from around the system? Well, it comes down to the lymph system. It comes down to leg movement and pelvic movement being normal versus rotation. You know, we need to get the hip extension mechanism back. Basically, we've got to get the person to be able to walk correctly.
Okay, so there's a lot about pain, and I guess people are dealing with chronic pain. So let's talk about pain. You know, there's different kinds of pain, and when you study it, like, for example, in convention and in university and in medicine, they have a concept of pain. So what is your definition of pain, and how do you measure pain?
I look at pain as a positive thing versus negative. It's always, in our opinion, a signal to ask the question, what is my body trying to tell me? I look at it as an opportunity for you now to get busy living or get busy dying. Most people get chronic symptoms because they've dumped something from their life, whether that is they're getting divorced, whether they've lost their job. For example, yesterday on the phone, I had a lady who lost her job, and she has chronic back pain now. By the time we were done with the conversation, I said, how's your back? And she said, it actually feels better. And I go, no, we didn't do anything physically. But I got her to understand that this is a temporary situation that the world is in. You'll find another job. You'll get back. You'll be vibrant financially and all this stuff again. So if we start emotionally down that road, it's going to manifest itself physically, because we go back to what Vladimir Yanda and all these different people from Europe tell you, the old tonic system of flexion, internal rotation, bringing your knees to your chest. You know, when you have the flu, what do? You lay down in bed and pull your knees to your chest. You curl up in a ball. That's what happens when people, they go back to an older system of movement, which basically is not opening up, not extending, and they try to protect themselves, and that's what happens with these people in chronic pain. So I look at pain as an opportunity for us to look at all aspects of our life. We're big into the physiological, tied right directly into the psychological, and especially the emotional aspect of that. So if we can get a person to understand the exercises will help them by realigning their joints, more importantly, let's look at this and this and this in your life, and then maybe refer them out to get help with that. It's a win-win situation.
Sounds fantastic. Now, how would you compare this to chiropractic treatment? Someone who's never done both, and they're asking you, you know, I've got some back pain, and somebody recommended a chiropractor. Why should they choose Egoscue over a chiropractic, or should they do both?
I have a lot of chiropractic friends, and I have two or three that I refer out to that I found in the city here. Every city that we have clinics, I always tell people to find practitioners who are great at what they do, because some hands-on work can definitely assist you in what they're doing. I have chiropractors who have gone through our education system and said, this is the missing link in chiropractic education. This should have been part of our last year in training because of how quickly and effectively the body can realign itself, of course, if the person believes that they can do it. I have the same concept. Joint misalignment causes dysfunction, except ours is hands-off completely, and theirs is hands-on most likely. 90% of it is hands-on, you know, whether it's an adjustment, whether it's network chiropractic, you know, using the networking device, whatever it might be. But Egoscue is completely hands-off. We promote self-reliance. I want you to have a chiropractic adjustment because you choose to, not because you have to.
Well, how do you explain energy flow in the body? Are you into chi? Are you into meridians? Do you see it more physiological? How do you guys deal with that kind of concept?
Energy is disrupted once your thoracic cage can't move the way it's supposed to. You know, the heart chakra and the different energy flows that come from the center of the body, just where the center of gravity of the body is, if you can think of that and tie that into the different chi within the system. If your joints are out of alignment, it's like driving a car and wondering why your tires wear down every 5,000 miles and it's only the back left and the front right. You keep changing the tires, you're going to go through a lot, and eventually it's going to break the system. So you can do all the energy work you want, which comes down to emotional tie-in for sure, but you've got to have the physiological behind it. And I'm just speaking to you from how I got excited about it. The great thing about Egoscue is that we've built a system now that easily takes a person from point A, which is, I'm in so much pain, I can't stand this, I'm yelling at my kids because they're annoying me because my back pain's taken me to a level where I can't function anymore, to, I've got my life back, I'm empowered to do something else. And honestly, it creates zealots. I mean, people cannot help but going to dinner and then walking up to a person saying, I've been watching the way you walk. If you're not hurting now, you're going to. And the person says, well, my knee hurts, how did you know that? And then they don't even do the work that we do, but because they've been educated about themselves, they become these eyes and ears of Egoscue out there, and it's pretty fun to create those kind of situations.
Well, you know, Brian, a lot of people have pain, they go see a physician, and they kind of guess at what you've got. You know, they might do an x-ray, they feel around, they move your arm. But a lot of people you talk to in the gyms and fitness industry, they don't really know exactly what's wrong with them. So is that the kind of guy that you'd like to see come into the clinic?
I want them when they've basically done their research everywhere else. I want the person who sought us out and said, this intuitively makes sense. I think my knee pain, I always thought that my Bell's palsy that I had on my face for the last 2 years, I didn't think I caught the Bell's palsy bug that was just floating around in the air. I don't think it's a disease, which nobody can tell people why they get it. We look at this as, look, you've got to start treating this from the cause versus the symptoms. So when a person comes in chronic pain in the gym, you start speaking to them about the reason why you're not losing weight the way you should be for the amount of work you're putting in, the reason why when you raise your arms above your head, your shoulder hurts, so your personal trainer took you out of doing shoulder presses behind the neck, which, by the way, 30, 40, 50 years ago, was never an issue. So we've got to get back to that. The 30, 40, or 50-year-old person is so much more functional than the 18 to 25-year-old in these days because of the lack of motion that the younger person has gone through, because of the phys ed programs that are no longer in play. So the older population, in our opinion, is easier to fix. They get it. It intuitively makes sense to them about movement is the key to function, to health, to happiness. I go everywhere, and people are asking us about stuff because I seek people out. For some reason, they come up to me too. But you give them hope by saying, look, your knee pain could be tied into your right shoulder position. And then you have them walk with their hands in their head with their elbows pulled back, and their knee pain goes away, and they go, what does that mean? And then you give them a quick explanation. At least you give them some idea that it's not the arthritic condition of the knee. Now, the arthritis may still be there, but because you put your hands on your head, your foot strike has changed. It loads the knee differently. So we're not curing arthritis. We're taking away the reason that caused the arthritic breakdown in the first place, which is that rotational shear force that's in the knee joint.
So you can take, say, an older woman who's been conditioned to believe that her rheumatoid arthritis has nothing to do with anything except her being a victim. You can take that person and do something with them.
Absolutely. And the big thing is this, is once they start changing physiologically, the emotional tie, if you're good at staying into, look, let's come through this together, let's work through this. What I found over the years is whenever you take somebody with fibromyalgia or rheumatism or something like that, and you tell them, they're in the mindset that the world is telling them that it's in their head and they're a victim. You've got to come away from that to, I don't believe that. I know you don't believe that. And right away, they're on your side. So the next statement is, well, let's just see if we think this is physiological, because I do believe it is. And once you can get them to believe in themselves and believe that you have their best interest and your instincts are correct in treating the system physiologically, their mental emotional side starts to shift that paradigm already. And once that happens, you have a client for life because you're the only person who's ever listened to them.
Now, can people expect to be one day free of the pain through this method, or is they're just going to have to keep going back and back? It's more of a treatment as opposed to a complete success, and that leads to freedom and no need for further treatment.
No, they'll be out of the pain completely, even if I never see them again after they go through a process with us. If I never saw somebody after our 8-step process, which is our minimum that somebody comes in to do, and I say to them, look, if you didn't come in to see us ever again and you just did your exercises in the order, or you choose to change them because down the road you learn how your body needs to do stuff, I get people who I never see from 85 countries ever in person. All I do is Skype and iChat appointment with them, you know, over the computer, the video conferencing stuff. I get people who read the pain-free book done in 11 languages, who never stepped foot in this clinic, but they read the first 3 chapters, which basically empowers them to believe that their body is perfect, which is nobody's telling anybody anymore that their body's perfect. They go, oh, you have this because you're aging. We need to get beyond that. We need to change the mindset to, look, some hopeful optimism here would go a long way with you physiologically. I mean, this financial situation, you see people going around in the world, and the war is going on, all this stuff. I mean, I get people coming in here, and it's like they're at war. It's like they just lost their house. And then I ask them, is it really affecting you that personally? And they go, well, no, I haven't lost my job. I don't know anybody actually who's lost their job. No, my son's not over in Iraq or anything like that. And I go, well, you're allowing this situation to control you, and then physiologically it's showing up as this. So we work through that, and then physiologically back it up with the exercises. Their body has no choice but to succumb to this.
Right on. That sounds fantastic. Now, the exercises that you speak of, and then looking on your website, I see the Patch Fitness Program. Are they connected?
Absolutely. The Patch, to me, in all honesty, is the great equalizer. Now, it's the Patch Fitness Program, so the Patch is all kinds of lines of thinking, you know, plyometrics, two-legged hops. I mean, it could be bear crawls with your kids on the ground, stuff they used to do as a kid. But we have this Egoscue Foundation that we donate these patches anywhere in the world. People call in or they fill out the information, I'd like to have a patch obstacle course donated to our school. We do one a month. So we've done 12 over the last year. And it's about a $7,000 to $10,000 piece of equipment that stacks in a corner. A lot of people look at it when it's set up and go, oh my God, how am I going to fit this in my building? I don't have the room for it. And then we show them how it stacks all together like a puzzle, have the kids set it up. Here's the response I get from the kids. That was fun. Can we do more of it? Compared to, I hate phys ed. This is a pain in my butt. I don't want to do this anymore. Phys ed's a joke. This, honestly, in my opinion, revamped the entire fitness model and patch model to allow the customer to be part of the generation of the workouts that you do. Instead of having somebody out there and leading the workouts like the teacher or this, we've had professional athletes from John Lynch to Junior Seau to Trevor Hoffman to Abdi Bile to Jack Nicklaus to whoever, the best of the best of the best, get on this patch and go, wow, even I can do this. At 60, at 50, at 40, at 30, at 20, at 10. You know, my son's 7 years old. Just like the Wii. The one thing I do like about the Wii is it allows you as a father to play with your kid instead of the kid being engulfed in a video game and takes away from the family unit. That's one thing I do love, and I think it's genius about the Wii. It brings everybody together. Like, my son and I snowboard on the Shaun White game every other night, and it's fun because he's better than me, and it's fun for him to go, I beat you again, you know?
Yes.
And the patch works the same way. I can take a grandfather, let's say a 70-year-old guy, his son, that kid's son, the grandson, and take them all on the patch, and I have three generations working out. Ideally, it's making them more functional. It's breaking up their thoracic compensation, flexion, tightness. It's getting them to load their pelvis and their hips bilaterally, which is the seed for all the internal organs. So people, peristalsis works better. Liver function improves. Diaphragmatic breathing 22,000 times a day improves. All because of this, and they got to work out with their kid and their grandkid. I mean, how cool is that?
Really cool, really cool. Sounds great. Now, on the website, again, I saw some products. Are these take-home products that you teach people how to use, and then they maintain some of the exercise activity using them?
Absolutely. Like the rolls for behind their lumbar spine, cervical spine. They can use a chair in their office just to lay down to put their legs up over. They don't have to purchase any equipment from us. We just tried to come up with the stuff just to make it a little bit more convenient for people who just don't want to have to think about it.
Fantastic. Now, I noticed also a university. Now, this really caught my eye because we, CHI, we're education providers, and listening to our interview, we're going to have thousands of students and members, and some of them might be quite interested in what you have to offer in terms of maybe becoming a practitioner or adding this to their personal experience for personal reasons. So tell us about the education that you offer and how it works.
Well, the Egoscue University came out, let's say, 10 years ago, maybe a little bit further back. We've been looking at this over the last 20 and saying, okay, look, we've got to get beyond Pete Egoscue, Brian Bradley, you know, that kind of stuff getting out there. There's only so much of us to go around to try to teach this stuff. So we have a system called PAS1, PAS2, then AET. So it's Posture Alignment Specialist 1, Posture Alignment Specialist 2. In fact, I think the guy who, in Canada, who hooked us up, you know, you and I, to do this radio show, is PAS2 certified. I just taught another course. He actually came down. I did a course on east-west breathing and the diaphragm and how important shoulder position is into relating to correct breathing patterns. He actually came down. He's from Toronto. You know, I look at somebody like that who is into the powerlifting edge and the bodybuilding edge and now doing functional training, and he gets PAS1 and PAS2 certified. It's now in his brain that every single course that he goes through, he has an Egoscue set of glasses on where because what IGOSCU does is treats basically on the university side, we teach you how to evaluate from the base structure out. If your one femur is internally rotated and your opposite ankle is valgus stressed, or we'll call it forefoot pronated, and then the hip is elevated on the same side that the knee is valgus or knock-kneed, we don't go to, wow, this person has all these limitations and I've got to build my workouts around these limitations. We go to, how about we correct these limitations first, very simply by doing this, this, and this. It takes 10 minutes to temporarily change that position, then put them through the workout that you want them to go through. And now there's so much more benefit coming out of your workout because, A, their lymph system is more functional. B, you're getting bilateral glute function, hip flexor function, piriformis stabilization. The hip cuff can do what it's supposed to do. The rotator cuff can do what it's supposed to do in its primary stabilizing standpoint versus becoming a primary mover. And that's when the shoulder's blown out, when the rotator cuff is moved to that definition. So the university works to educate people so that they can apply this to their business the minute they go through the certification process, send in their case studies, spend time with us, and then all of a sudden they go, okay, now I'm armed with something that when my client comes in and they have chronic back pain for that day, I can take them through this, this, and this, and they're out of pain. And guess what? It's not all about me becoming the hero because I took them out of pain. It's look what you can do in your office so that you don't have to leave the office early because your back hurts and your production is now down. You're empowering these people who are your customers, your patients, to get to the next level, and all we did was train you on how to do it.
Yeah, thanks to Tom Monser. He's the one that turned me on to you and suggested that we look you guys up for the interview, and I'm really glad that he did. Now, do you have any online education, or is this stuff that people need to fly down to the center and learn hands-on theory in the center?
Yeah, it's online at first. We have 6 modules that we are constantly updating and changing and improving. You know, once you're into the system, you have access to these to use at your convenience. Then for you to actually get through the certification, you have to either come to San Diego or we come to you. We have trainings going on. If you look at IGOSCUUniversity.com, they're all over the country. We'll go out of country. Japan, we have a huge coalition in Japan, you know, doing this. I don't know if we have any trainings in Canada coming up right now, but I'll put this out there to your listeners. If you guys put enough people together, we'll come to you instead of you guys having to come to us. It's easy.
Yeah, that's great. I noticed you have 24 clinics in Mexico, Japan, U.S., and I'm sure it'll just grow by the nature of its attestment to value and outcome. That's what functional health is all about. I'm sure you would agree. You know, I'm interested, too, on controlling emotions. Now, you know, there's an emotional connection here. What do you think people are feeling? We tend to feel emotions. We can't really hold them in our hand. We can't really measure them. Pain is difficult to control sometimes for people, and so are emotions. So what negative emotions do you think are connected to pain directly?
How much time do we have? I want to tell you a real quick story, and this is one of my most profound stories that I've ever had coming in here. And I'll get to the, I have a client who came in here, an avid mountain biker, came in here on her 7th visit, and I have a therapist who came to me and said, I really need your help. Lisa's hurting, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I said, oh, I'm in the perfect mood for this. Let's put her in my office. And she goes, well, all I need you to do is help me out with a menu. And I said, well, she's had these symptoms before. I want to get to the bottom of this. So we started talking for a little bit with her. And I said to her, I go, what does your partner think about this? Because in the crux of our talking here, I picked up that she was homosexual. And I said to her, what do you think your partner thinks about your chronic pain? And she said, she looks at me, gave me this look like, okay, how dare you even ask me this question? But then she got over that and said, okay, she's very loving. She's supportive of me. She totally gets that I'm in pain. And I said, okay, so you've never known love like this before? She goes, oh, I've never known love, blah, blah, blah. We went through this whole story about how she never told her dad because it was embarrassing. Now she's upset that she never told her dad because she's 40. She grew up in a time when it was totally wrong to have discussions like this in public or with your parents, whereas today it's a lot more accepting, you know, that kind of stuff. I took her through all this stuff and took her from the reason why she moved from North Carolina to California, because her mom was unaccepting of her, so she moved away. And I said, well, how's that working for you? Because wherever you go, there you are. You haven't solved this angst inside you about all this stuff going on about unacceptance and all this kind of stuff. And I said, well, a lot of this has to do with your pain. And she said, what do you mean? So I took her down this road, which took about an hour. She's in tears. She's laughing. She's angry. She's in tears. She's laughing. She's angry. And by the time she's done, she says, I can't believe this. I said, what's that? She goes, I think I'm homophobic. And I said, well, how's that working for you? I go, you're the one in a same-sex relationship. You're the one who shouldn't be homophobic. Is that right? And from that day on, and this is, it changed my life, me personally, on how I look at symptoms coming in the door. She hasn't had back pain since that day. She'll fall off her mountain bike, flip over the handlebars, she'll call us up and go, I did it again, but I did this and this and this, and my back hurts me a little bit. Should I make any changes? Because I know I'm getting better. Versus prior to this conversation, it was, I'm in trouble, this, 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 and this, because she had never dealt with the underlying issues of why she was so miserable as a person. So you look at all these negative emotions that she had in a situation that she could not escape, or that she didn't even want to escape. And she came to us and had this discussion. I came to her as no judgment. I don't care what your preferences are, but I do care about you as a human being. That if you don't get to the bottom of your emotional rift that you're in, then I'm always going to be treating the same symptoms. And no offense to you, but I don't have the time to be doing that. And I don't want to put forth the efforts without helping you grow as a person. So in regards to your questions about thoughts and, you know, the emotions in the mind and all that, we believe it's number one. And the postural component behind it is the support mechanism to get this done. The physiological supports the emotional supports the physiological. Now, I'm not just talking about, hey, mind over body, feel better about yourself. You need to think positive incantations every day. Those may help, but if you constantly are going through the day reminded of, hey, I hate my parents because they didn't accept me, you really are in the control of somebody else's hands. And when you put it that way, nobody wants to be controlled by somebody else. And it gets their attention very quickly.
Right on. That's good stuff. Now, I mean, that's heavy. That's great. And I think along the same lines and work with clients and patients in the same way. You know, it all starts inside. The outside world is just an illusion in many cases, a statement of how we feel and think. And this is really, really good stuff, Brian. Now, I mean, you're a leader. You're one of you're president of the organization. So if someone goes to you, you're deep, you're heavy, you're going to get to the stuff. Now, if someone else somewhere else in the world goes to see a Nagoski leader or teacher, are they going to get the same kind of emotional connection and debrief and, you know, interaction that you can offer?
Well, our PAS2 is all about using some techniques to get to the bottom of these issues. It just isn't all about posture and pain and let's palpate the pelvic girdle and all that. That's key. We got to get that base structure out there. We also have, with the Skype and iChat, I see clients from over 85 countries right now, never having met them in person until I see them on my computer screen over iChat. And the idea is that once they can see us and hear us, that's why I'm not a huge fan of email, because I think that it can come across the wrong way, especially coming from me, because I type how I talk, which can be misconstrued probably a whole different way. But if I can get in front of you or on the phone and have a discussion with you, I think that people can hear the certainty in my voice and the certainty in my facial expressions that, and I'm very honest with them, I don't have time to waste your time. And I expect the same back from you. I want you to come along this journey with us. And it's honestly a lot of fun when you take somebody who's in chronic pain, whether they go see us in our Atlanta clinic, whether they go see Tom, who's not, you know, he's not running an Nagoski clinic in Canada, but he's a posture alignment specialist and he's running it out of his own business, whatever that name may be. And he calls me up and says, hey, I have a question. This person has Tourette's and has this and this and this. How would you do that? And they're 13 years old, and I think this structural help could help them with physiologically and this and this and this. And I said, well, A, they're 8 to 13 years old. Don't stand above them as an adult and say, here's me having a discussion to you instead of with you. So I kneel down so I get eye contact with them, or I'll lay down on the floor with them and just lay down right beside them and say, let's talk about this. So they actually feel like you're on their same level. Every child wants to feel like an adult understands them. That's all it is. People just want to be understood. And if you can get them to that point where their human need is met, that they feel like they're understood, and you've listened to them, their instincts will kick in, and you'll have a client for life. And that's what I get out of these practitioners, too. It's they're going to start looking at this going, I can get certified in 100 different things around the world. But if the base structure is affected in a negative way, then everything from the physiological to the emotional to digestive to, I imagine being somebody who doesn't go to the bathroom for 3 days. imagine what has to be happening physiologically for that to happen. More importantly, what has to be happening psychologically, emotionally for that to be happening. And that's where this university, Agoska University, takes them, is go to the PAS-1, put it to work, and then the PAS-2 takes you to a whole nother level. And then, of course, the AET stuff is usually something that people do when they want to open up an Agoska clinic down the road, which requires some time in clinics and all that kind of stuff. But we're very open to questions and emails. That's why when we're done here, I don't mind if you put my email out there, my personal email. I'll answer people's questions. Now, I may offer them a simple answer back, like, you need to call me about this. Here's my number. Because when I'm typing an answer back to them, it may not be the answer they're looking for, so I'd much rather have them hear the inflection of my voice and the understanding that I have for their situation that they're going through and the experience that I've seen over 20 years of doing this stuff.
So what is your website address and your email address, Brian?
The website is egoscu.com. Now, we got to spell it because, you know, you can't even pronounce it sometimes. It's egoscue.com. And you can even look it up on Google and stuff like that. When in doubt, look up, just type in pain-free in Google, and it'll bring up as the top 5 links, I think, that come up because of the book being a bestseller in 11 languages. My personal email, you can send it to me at painfree@egoscu.com. And that's P-A-I-N-F-R-E-E at egoscu.com. And that comes to me directly. And just be patient with me because I get so many of these and I write so many different articles and stuff that I always put my email in there, which some people think I'm crazy. But honestly, our organization, you know, via Pete Egoscu, and this is from the top down, we love the personal connection with one person at a time. This isn't, how can I make $1 zillion doing this and this and this? And yeah, everybody's got to pay their bills. But this organization will be around for the next 500 years in some way or fashion because of the way our business is set up. It's about taking care of the customer in front of you. And by the way, we want to help you get better at what you guys do using Egoscu's concepts. And it makes life so much easier. It really does.
Wonderful, wonderful. A perfect fit with what we're doing and with what people want. Brian, our time is gone. Thanks so much for the time that you spent and for the marvelous insight and words of wisdom. And, you know, you have that way of bringing across the message very smoothly, and it's easy to understand. And I can just imagine that going for a treatment with this method is a real eye-opener for a lot of people. And I can really see that you guys are moving forward and have lots to offer to the world. And that's fantastic. So let's leave everybody with a positive word from you, the man.
I'll say one thing. You got to believe your body and your mind and your spirit are enough. You can get beyond, you know, I don't want to sound like a big Tony Robbins commercial or anything, but I swear to you, I've seen this so many times. If you can honestly tell yourself, my pain is an opportunity, what is my body trying to tell me? Then it leaves you very soon to find the answer because you're asking the question. But if you simply sit back and go, I have arthritis, there's nothing I can do, that's a statement. That requires no answer. You got to ask the question, what's my body trying to tell me? And yes, I do believe that it was remarkably designed. I don't care whether you believe in Christianity, creationism, evolution, whether you evolved this way or created this way, it's perfect. Let's get it back to it.
Brian Bradley is the Vice President of Therapy Protocol at the world-renowned Egoscu Method, headquartered in San Diego, California. Brian, we thank you very much.
All right, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with sports nutrition update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.